Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia City Council took on the Trump administration on two fronts. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Council passed two resolutions condemning Trump administration actions. One denounces the deployment of National Guard troops to U.S. cities. The other challenges expected changes to the President's House exhibit on Independence Mall. Council President Kenyatta Johnson says he was involved in efforts to bring the exhibit to the mall and will use whatever legal means he has to keep it there.
I will continue strategizing and figuring out in the event that it does take place what our plan B will be. But for the most part, right now, we just want to continue fighting back that the exhibit stays in place.
The exhibit has been under scrutiny since a Trump executive order to remove content from national parks that inappropriately disparages Americans. But no changes have been ordered so far. Johnson says the city may have recourse because it owns the land the exhibit is on and leases it to the park.
Visit Philly says it would find a new home for the materials if they are removed. A bell-to-bell ban on cell phones at schools is one of the recommendations offered in a new report out of New Jersey. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
This report from the New Jersey Commission on the Effects of Social Media Usage on Adolescents offered 20 recommendations to address cyberbullying, sleep disruption, and other problems related to phone use among youth. Assemblywoman Carol Murphy says some rules are needed to help parents protect their children.
Kids nowadays are very tech savvy, and they can pretend to be an adult any way they need to do it just to be able to get access. So I want to make sure that whatever we do as a state, it protects our students, it protects our kids, it protects our parents, and it protects everybody else from the harm that it could do. And I'm just not sure what that is. I'm going to be honest with you.
The report also highlights the problem of a sedentary lifestyle, with as few as 2 in 10 children getting enough exercise. Police in South Jersey are warning about a scheme involving counterfeit cash. Scammers are passing off money used as props in movies as a legitimate currency. Gloucester Township Police say $20 bills of the so-called Hollywood money that looks and feels like the real thing have been circulating recently. They didn't say how much. The fake bills, however, are recognizable because they have the words "for motion picture use only" written on them. A quick inspection or a counterfeit pen will reveal that the bills are fake. Businesses or anyone else who handles cash is encouraged to check every bill and alert police immediately if someone is paying with funny money. A popular brewery and restaurant chain in the region has closed its doors. Iron Hair Brewery announced Thursday it's shutting down all its remaining locations. They had already closed 3 locations earlier this month, including the original in Newark, Delaware. Jennifer Slavik is a former Iron Hair employee. She says she feels bad for those who are losing their jobs.
That's a big bummer. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think the restaurant industries are doing great right now. So just to shut down and not let people have a heads up, hopefully they're compensated in some way. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but hopefully they figure something out to give them a little bit of breathing room.
Iron Hill first opened in 1996. Its footprint spread with more than a dozen breweries throughout Philadelphia, including Center City and Maple Shade, New Jersey. The brewery says it hopes to reopen in the future. A Bucks County nonprofit focused on community PACE and violence prevention will remain open after leaders have planned to close it this month. As KYW's Sonny Morgan explains, the former executive director is stepping back into the role to rebuild.
When the Peace Center in Langhorne announced that it would close last month, former director Barbara Simmons says she couldn't let that happen.
We need these tools more than ever, so I didn't have a choice.
So Simmons decided to return as executive director, volunteering without pay to raise funds and rebuild the organization. The Peace Center has promoted community peace and social justice in schools, homes, and neighborhoods since 1982. Simmons retired as executive director 5 years ago after 30 years.
Teaching kids interpersonal peace-building skills is critical for anyone, you know, whatever your beliefs are as far as how your children learn how to be a leader.
According to Simmons, the organization suffered collateral damage from federal funding cuts to schools. The Jean and Marlene Epstein Humanitarian Fund is helping kickstart their fundraising by matching every donation up to $10,000.
In addition to funds, she says volunteers are needed. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime with the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say Play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.